But I don't think about life in a way that I would have to have a backup plan. I think about life in a way that if I don't have a backup plan, that pushes me even more to try to figure out how can I make this thing as successful as I can. I don't want to give up.
This is the Beneath the Surface podcast. We are your hosts, Michelle and Julius, and we are here to help you unlock your true potential. Learn from our failures and successes and start understanding what it takes to grow a successful business around your passions.
We are a creative couple originally from different countries who were both able to build online businesses by doing what we love: photography, online marketing, and travel.
Let's dive beneath the surface, become better versions of ourselves, and find success in life. Before this episode begins, remember that there is a video version of this podcast available on YouTube. So head to our YouTube channel, Beneath the Surface Podcast, to watch the video version.
Welcome to a new episode of the Beneath the Surface Podcast. Today, me and Michelle are going to talk about university and do you need university to become successful in life? And we are just going to discuss about this topic based on our own experience, based on our own thoughts. And there's not really any statistical information in this podcast. There's other sources for that if you want to fact check. But we are just talking about, in general, do you require university from our standpoint?
And just to come back a bit to our backstories, we both don't have a college or university degree. I tried it out for a while, but you went straight to business right after school.
Actually, I was still in school, so
true.
I had a bit of a different backstory in the sense that I was 17 when I already had my own business and I was studying in high school at the same time. You applied to two different universities and got into both of those universities, and first time you quit and then second time you quit as well.
Yeah, it took me a while to realize that university is just the wrong path for me considering what I want to achieve in life.
Yeah.
And that's also what we're going to talk about today. Because it really, really depends if university is something that you should consider.
It's not really as simple as nowadays you don't need university to become successful.
No.
We need to take in consideration different type of people. Every single person is different. In my opinion, like the first things we need to talk about is just define success. Just talk quickly about what do we think about success? What do we see as successful? And what do other people might see as successful?
Yeah, of course.
And in my opinion, success can be literally whatever a person sees himself or herself being successful. So for me, success is determined by relationships and by maybe a little bit about status and like all of that type of thing. But for some people, it's just about relationships.
Or it's just about being happy with your job.
Exactly.
Or being happy with life in general.
For some, it's achieving certain things in life, like getting married and like getting a dog or like living a normal life.
But
then for others, it might be that
I'm successful when I have achieved. Like if you want to become a doctor, of course, there's no way around. You have to study.
Any person can be successful in their own eyes. And that's how I believe success should be determined.
Actual humans, or if you want to become a lawyer or whatever. But there are plenty of jobs.
What we mean successful here is more so of maybe getting somewhere
in your career-wise, exactly.
Yeah, career-wise, because why do you go to university?
Yeah.
Like, to get a job in the future.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Then the second question is, how do you want to work? Because do you want to become an entrepreneur, or do you want to have like a regular job, work for a company? Because that mostly requires a degree. Nowadays, there are, I would say, quite a few exceptions, but if you want to become an entrepreneur, there are always different ways that you can find to gain the knowledge. And if you work for yourself, you don't have to show yourself the degree. You just need to be aware of having the knowledge. And then I think the third thing, sort of even the most important thing, is how determined are you? Because not going to university means that it will in some ways be very, very hard for you, and way harder than going to university and having this degree, because it definitely gives you some sort of security. And if you don't have that, you really need to be determined to gain knowledge and learn more and more by yourself. And this requires some sort of really big discipline.
Exactly. And these are sort of the questions that we keep in mind during this whole episode as well when we cover multiple different points. But like this thing about like being an entrepreneur, of course, if you're an entrepreneur on an industry where a degree is needed, then naturally even an entrepreneur most likely will need a degree. But for example, in our industry, we're in the creative industry, it doesn't matter at all do you have a degree or not, because only thing that truly matters is your work.
Yeah,
and your skills.
And also, for example, if you work in marketing, it doesn't really matter, because what matters are results. Because you could have studied for 3 years and learned every theoretical side of it, but you haven't really tried it out yourself. So it will still take a lot of time to get to the point where you know how everything works. And if you can't bring the results with a degree, it also, like, it doesn't really matter at this point.
Yeah, no, not at all. One thing that I want to get straight out of the way is, like, when do you actually need to go to university? Because I feel like there are times when a person should go to a university after high school, or if you take a gap year at some point. And this the point I'm talking about is if you haven't found anything in life yet that you like doing. Because
yeah,
how do you become an entrepreneur? How do you start doing anything if you don't know what you're interested in, if you don't know what your passions are, if you don't have any hobbies, and so on? Like,
But I also have to say that then immediately just going to university, picking a random topic, is also not the right thing. I think you should take maybe a year to actually actively try to find something you want to do if you want to become an entrepreneur in the future. Like, it requires you to try out different things if you haven't found that one thing yet.
Yeah, and that's why I sort of said about the gap year thing in a way that if you haven't found anything yet, as you said, taking a gap year can be very beneficial. But if you spend the gap year doing nothing,
yeah,
and actually like not actively trying to figure out something, this gap year will be sort of wasted.
Definitely.
Unless you are just exhausted and you want to take a gap year and you know that you want to become a doctor or whatever, and then you take a gap year and continue studies after that. That's a completely different story. But if you are a person who doesn't have any clue what you want to do and then you just waste your time,
yeah,
that's sort of bad. But going to university to find your passion can be quite complicated as well, because there's so many things in university and school in general always that you don't necessarily like. Like, not all subjects are nice.
And I think everybody, I have studied myself, so I can say that I've studied for like 1.5 years, but there are definitely a lot of things that aren't necessary in future job, or that you forget already immediately. And also a lot of my friends said that they don't need everything they learn in university. And of course, you don't like learning everything.
And naturally you don't. You can't need everything. There's so many things people go through in university and so many subjects that naturally you can't remember everything. And it's not like a job is sort of formed by the way how you study.
Yeah.
Like, the actual job can always be very different from what you actually studied in university. And that is often the problem, is because you study in a university for a certain job, but you don't really learn anything about being in that job in the school. You learn just about the theory and stuff, and then the job itself can be very different. So in school, in a sense, you are like sort of forced to focus only on theory for most of the time, unless you're then on a very like different topic. But
or you are as determined as doing something in your free time that helps you sort of learn to use the knowledge.
Like, I feel like a lot of people who go to medical school, they have been interested in like medical stuff already before they have applied to a medical school.
Yeah, of course.
Naturally, there's a bunch of people who can just get in by having good degrees in the past. But a lot of people who then actually become successful and love their job on the medical field, they definitely have an interest on the field beforehand. Because if you don't truly like something, you can't really, in my opinion, like the job at the end of it.
And you also, in my eyes at least, like what success means for me, but you can't really become successful if you're not passionate about something. You won't reach that point where you feel completely fulfilled and think that I made it. There will always be something in your head that thinks like, am I really happy? Did I really achieve what I wanted to achieve?
I think one point that we also want to talk about is the actual structure of school and the actual structure of being an entrepreneur. Because Michelle briefly told and said that when you are an entrepreneur, when you are doing something on your own, like, it can be way more work. And since there's no structure there, you need to build that structure yourself. So for people who love that structure and they don't really have any clue what they want to do yet, going to university can be the easier choice, sort of. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's the better choice.
Yeah.
Because you can love doing something and it being very complicated, but you can also like not like something for it being easy.
But just to mention that university also already pushes you a bit into the direction of having to be disciplined and doing things by yourself, because you don't have to appear there. Like in school, you have to go to school. There's no way around. You get bad grades if you don't go. But in university, it's completely different, and you sort of have to be disciplined as well to do it.
Naturally, yeah. You get some sort of guidelines in university as well. And this is sort of hard subject for me to talk about since I don't have real field experience. So if I say things in this podcast that sound completely off, this is probably purely based on me not having the real field experience of being in a university. But
good that I'm here.
Exactly. Yeah, but I would say that my point of view to university and studying and being an entrepreneur, all of that is sort of on a healthy level. I used to have this mindset that's like, when you get super interested in something yourself, you feel like everyone should feel like that. And like everyone needs to like not go to university and everyone needs to like find their own thing. And this is not true, naturally. Yeah. Not everyone has to do it. And it took me like a good year. I was in the fumes of like finally finding my own passion. And then I was sharing like, I finally like did this and that, and like didn't go to school, blah, blah, blah. And I regret saying those things so much, because I'm not a person who like actually thinks that school is a bad thing. It's like one of the most important things in life for many people.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Another thing that is probably better in university and suffers when you decide to learn everything by yourself and become an entrepreneur, it depends on how you do it, but it's relationships. In university, it's way easier to build relationships and also maybe to find like-minded people who are interested in the same topics, and you just socialize way more. But the way we are working currently is that we're basically in front of our screens all the time, and we have each other, but especially now during Corona, we can't really go out and meet a lot of new people. And also there aren't a lot of entrepreneurs who do similar things that we do, except when we are traveling, but that doesn't really happen 24/7. So of course it's a bit harder for us to actually get to know people who we can talk to about those kind of topics. And that's, I think, a negative part about not going to university.
I've missed out completely on like the university and student life. I've never been a part of that, not even when I was in high school. Like, I never really went to parties, and I never really did like any of that socializing that everyone sort of does.
But I have to say, of course, in Germany, the life is completely different again than in the United States, with living on campus and campus parties and stuff. Mm. I didn't have that in my university that much, but I also weren't really that interested in the student life myself. I really enjoyed like getting to know some amazing friends that I'm still friends with today. But I was never really interested to be part of partying or whatever.
Yeah, and people are different. Some people enjoy that student life more and some people don't. I would personally say that it can be a blessing and a curse with university, that there's so many people around. It can be a huge distraction or a huge help.
Yeah.
Depending what friends you meet there, depending who you surround yourself with. I like the saying that you are the average of the five people you spent the most time around. Mm-hmm. And it can be that you surround yourself with people who don't bring you anywhere, don't really... I mean, people don't have to bring you anywhere in life for you to like to hang out with them. This
is, of course.
Naturally, you can hang out with whoever you want if you enjoy time with them. But since we are talking about success and since we are talking about careers, the people you spend the most time with are quite crucial for who you become and what you want from life as well. Like you sort of shape yourself based on the people around you in a sense.
100%.
The hardest thing about not going to university and not having the people around is that there are often times when you feel lonely, you feel lost, like you don't really have anyone to talk to, as you said. But also it can be a very good way to just focus completely on what you want. Because in school, you think a lot about friends and like the socializing and stuff. But then when you are on your own, it can be easier to then focus completely on yourself.
Yeah, first of that, and you might also find other possibilities to get to know people. Like I currently started having Zoom calls with some really amazing women who also started building their own business. And I think I would have not been able to find them in university or just crossing the street or whatever. So it was sort of, I don't know, social media nowadays gives you so many possibilities to get to know like-minded people or people who are doing something similar, which is really great as well. But you need to use that chance. Like if you don't want to talk with them, then of course it's harder to get to know people.
Exactly. I also think in university there are certain things when learning becomes easier in school than on your own. Like having some sort of a learning structure and having the books where they are like very important and specific information on certain topics, like it can be helpful, but it's completely determined on the person's motivation to actually then like learn that information and use it somehow.
Yeah, and it's sort of limited what you have to learn in university. Of course, there's always more to learn, but you get sort of a guideline what you need to learn for different exams or whatever, and you don't have to learn more than that. And I think as an entrepreneur, we can't really limit ourselves, or we can't really draw a line. Okay, I don't really need to know that well, but there's always more to learn.
Exactly. And I personally am a person who really loves to learn new things, like every single day. I'm a strong believer in the saying as well that you should spend around 10 minutes learning something new every day. That's not really a saying, that's just the advice that a lot of people say. I personally love learning. I check tutorials and stuff all the time, and I read about certain topics if I feel like I'm not educated on them well enough. And if you get that same feeling in school that you want to learn more about the topic afterwards, that's perfect. Then that just drives your motivation further into that topic. But if you are the type of person who thinks about school in a way that I studied this, and as long as I know this, I will survive from the exam and then I can move forward.
It's a very wrong mindset.
Especially if you are in school for actually wanting to learn, and then your mindset shifts to the point that, okay, I'll just learn this and then it's done.
Yeah.
That can be good in certain topics if you don't necessarily like certain things that are compulsory in school, because there's always courses and things that you need to take in school that, or in university, that are just, you have to go through them. And if you feel like they're not important for you in any type of way, then it can be maybe good to like not pay that much attention to it and just go through the exam and get like through that class.
Yeah,
but if there are topics that you like, the mindset definitely shouldn't be that you just learn what's necessary and then that's it.
No, because that won't lead you anywhere then eventually.
No.
And there's also another point that I want to talk about that I can basically also talk about based on my own experience. When I wanted to start studying the second time, it would have been 3 years of studying, I realized in the first, I think it was in the first day of university, I realized that it would be completely stupid of me to try to study now for 3 years something that I would maybe use 10% of, although I either way want to work for myself. I realized that in that second, and that those 3 years could have then been used way more wisely. And that's also a reason why I made the decision to stop studying and start completely focusing on building my own online business.
And that's what brings us to the next point, which is the time.
Yeah.
And I don't know, of course, how many years people on average spend on university across the world. In Finland, it's about 3 to 5 years, depending what you're studying. And that's probably quite average around the world, I assume at least. And an argument I always give to people who are considering university or like dropping out of university or just are not 100% sure what to do with life, I give them an idea that what if you would spend 5 years working on something on your own daily versus being in university for 5 years? Like the amount of time, amount of things you can do in 5 years if you have a passion.
And if you want to work for yourself.
Exactly. So there we need to now take in consideration these type of things, that if you know already what you want to do a little bit, and if you, like if only thing that is limiting you is being a bit scared, then I think working for yourself for 5 years or trying to figure out something for 5 years can be often a better challenge than being in university for the sake of security.
The only reason is that you don't really know the outcome when you invest 5 years into yourself versus when you invest 5 years into studying, because you know you get a degree if you study 5 years, but you don't know if you will be successful when you try to gain the knowledge differently for 5 years. That's a scary thing.
Yeah, and that's just evaluating risk in your life.
Yeah.
Are you a person who prefers more secure life that is fine with getting a job and having like regular income? Because that can be way safer and nicer for most people, I would say.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't want that risk.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, I always think to myself, like, what is safe? Corona has shown that nothing is safe.
Naturally.
A lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people went bankrupt and everything. So everything can happen.
Yeah, and especially on an industry like ours, the risk of losing your job in these type of times is a bit like, it's not as big, because we are our own companies. We own basically everything that we are doing. We're not an employee of someone. And we can't really lose our job. And since most of the stuff that we do is online, Corona more so just spiked the industry up. We're not talking about the travel industry, but marketing and online like learning and stuff like that. Naturally, like travel industry is completely on a pause. But the stuff that we are currently doing is just rising and rising and rising. Mm. Online is naturally the future. It's current. Like it's not even now anymore in the future. The online is now.
Yeah, and it becomes more and more important every single day.
And a lot of businesses have just now realized it.
That's also, I mean, now I'm also getting sidetracked, but that's also maybe a positive part about Corona, that so many companies realized that they need to digitalize their companies and move more things online.
So at the end of the day, it all comes to evaluating risk. More so lean towards that it's better for a lot of people to focus or trying to find something that they like doing and then doing that for 5 years. Because at the end of the day, when you start university, you're quite young, 20-ish, something like that.
Yeah.
A lot of people, at least. There might be people who started later on their lives. But I sort of, maybe it's because I'm already like sort of advanced in my own career. It's easier for me to say, but I think in a way that whatever if nothing comes out of it after the 5 years. Like at least you tried and you're then like 25 or 24.
Or it doesn't even need to be 5 years. Like no. even 1 year can change your life completely. Give yourself 1 year or even half a year if you don't want to spend too much time into figuring it out. But just go all in and try to figure something out, because it can definitely change your life. My life changed completely within like a year or one and a half.
Completely upside down.
Yeah.
For me, I can't really say that my life changed because of dropping out of university or doing, because I only have a high school degree. And some people have asked me like, aren't you scared that you don't have a backup plan? But I don't think about life in a way that I would have to have a backup plan. I think about life in a way that if I don't have a backup plan, that pushes me even more to try to figure out how can I make this thing as successful as I can. Because then when there's no backup plan, you're constantly thinking that how can I make this into a better thing so I don't have to lean to some sort of backup plan? I'm not like person who gives up. I don't want to give up. And I feel like if I would have to take a backup plan, that would either mean that something very horrible would happen, either to me, like health-wise and stuff, and that and I wouldn't be able to continue, or then just like financially everything would go down and then I couldn't continue anymore. But I just don't feel like having a backup plan would, in a sense, help me with anything. I wouldn't be happy then if I would have a backup plan.
And no, I can't imagine you working basically in a normal job for another company. If you once worked for yourself and you're actually really passionate about it and learned all the things that, so like all the possibilities that it gives you, I think it's really hard to go back to the point or to the mindset that, hey, I'm gonna work in a company to earn some money. Like for me, of course, when I started out, I was financially struggling a bit. Like I can be honest with it. Of course, I can't be completely somewhere perfect straight from the beginning. But I sort of sometimes even refuse to start or like to find a job that I can work part-time to earn money. I just try to push myself further and further. Of course, it's required if you can't finance your stuff and everything eventually, but it's just really hard to change that mindset, and it would have made me feel a bit miserable. But of course, if it's necessary,
yeah,
then you have to do it.
Then we had to also talk a little bit about making money in general. Like if we strip down everything else but money, purely talking about called cash, it is quite easy in today's world to make a little bit of money from somewhere. And this, now some people might be, well, tell me then, how can I make money? Like, I haven't been able to make any. Online, millions and millions of job opportunities. And this doesn't mean that you need to have any skill. There's people who just want you to do simple things like sort this and sort that, and can you translate this? Can you do this? There's so many small jobs that you can take for $50, $100, $200. And it doesn't require you to be anyone to do that. Oftentimes, it's not as easy as this, naturally.
No.
Like, you need to know what platforms to use to like seek for these opportunities and so on. But making a couple hundred extra euros a month or dollars a month, nowadays it's not really as complicated as people think. But it requires you to educate yourself on the possibilities. Because if the mindset is, well, how can you then make it like blah, 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 then you don't really open up your mind to the possibilities. It's instantly like, oh no, it's not possible. Like, it's not that easy. If that is the reaction, then it doesn't really open your mind to actually seek for what's out there nowadays.
Yeah, that's true. And also just in general, learning new skills can lead to like a little side hustle or whatever, or also networking. Because for example, me, I love designing websites, and it has been a side hustle for me every now and then, just because people I know come to me because they know that I designed a few websites before. And that's how it just happened without me actually even trying to search for those people, which is really good, I would consider.
And this brings us to the point that the more skill sets you have, the easier it is to make a bit of money from somewhere.
Yeah.
And learning new things, like, a lot of people think that they don't have any talents. A lot of people think that they don't have anything in them that they could start a company with or that they could make money with. And that leads to the mindset of, I'm just going to stay in school, get a job. I will like the job. I like this topic, blah, blah, blah. And you might think, and you probably will like the job. I'm gonna be positive and say most likely you will like the job. But the thing is that the more skill sets you have, the more opportunities you will also have. And they might just come on your doorstep without actually looking for them. This can be word of mouth. You, for example, for you, you first made a website for someone you know. And then it starts from there, word of mouth, like around the town, whatever, something like that. A small step of just doing something with the skills that you have developed can bring a bit of money on the side. And we're now sidetracking a bit from the university itself, but I think it's related.
Yeah, it's definitely related, because our next point would have been that nowadays skills and knowledge is way more important than a degree in certain ways.
Yeah, I actually just recently watched an interview and a couple of podcasts where there were some really good points about degrees and about how the world currently works. For example, people like as far advanced as Elon Musk, they don't like hire employees based on their degrees. It might be that there are sections in finance and so on where a degree is required. But a lot of the big players in the companies actually most likely don't have a degree in exactly what they're doing in the company.
Yeah, it becomes more and more common that actually, especially startups and everything, they are way more open-minded towards it. There's still a lot of companies who require a degree nowadays, which...
Naturally. And this, I think it will always stay like that because the world wouldn't work in a way that there wouldn't be degrees or education. It just wouldn't work at all. There has to be structure. And at the same time, we have to have qualifications.
Yeah, in certain levels. But yeah, exactly. I was rather talking about companies where skills and knowledge would be way more important than just the paper. But still, they are quite old-fashioned, I would say, that they require a paper in order for them to consider you to work there.
I've gotten some questions from people regarding photography. In a way that, like, don't you like feel like you need a photography degree if you want to get to a job in the future? I feel like being a photographer for a company is always going to be worse for your mental health, just to say, than doing it yourself, because photography is often something that people are passionate about. It's your photos, you being behind the camera and taking it. And if you are working for someone else, for example, in that field, I think having a degree and feeling like you have to do it for someone else can often lead to you losing your interest in photography in the first place.
You mean like, for example, like a portrait studio?
Yeah, like this type of studio thing.
Shooting images of people.
I would argue that. I've heard it from countless amount of people that...
Yeah, if you want to become a photographer, I think this is thinking about this is sort of a downgrade. Maybe that's sort of rude for me to say, but... Photography is something where you really want to be creative, and this would limit your creative freedom a lot.
I think that those are like sort of our main points for it. And what do you think is our conclusion? I think our conclusion is that it depends.
It depends.
It depends on so many different factors, and I'm leaning more towards the side that take a bit of time for yourself, try to figure out what it is that you like doing, and then if it feels like a completely impossible task after you've tried and you just feel like there's nothing that you can do, this naturally requires like a year of actively then trying to do something.
And also an entrepreneurial mindset.
Exactly. Not everyone is entrepreneur, but if you are and you don't know what you want to do, take a year for yourself. A year is not going to change anything in your life.
No.
Like being 20 versus being 21 when you start university, like, doesn't matter. Even being 20 and 24, like, whatever.
Yeah.
You're young. This is the time when you should take a little bit of risk and try to, like, realize what it is that you like doing. Because at the end of the day, what's the point of life if you are not doing things that you like doing?
Exactly.
If you don't know what you like doing, you're most likely going to end up with a life that you can't really be happy with at the end of the day.
Mm.
And this is more so a problem for people who are entrepreneurial. Because people who are not entrepreneurial appreciate other things in life than career, relationships, like having a life that you can be proud of. And this is not tied into your career or money or anything in any kind of way. I know personally so many people who are such incredible people and humble, and they love their life so much. And they're not necessarily people who earn the most money or have the best possible career. And they don't necessarily...
No, it's not necessary.
People who complain about their jobs... but love their life. And this can be a healthy balance for many. Because there are people who think of a job just in a way that you go there, get it done, and then that gives you a bit of money that you can live with. But the life
It all depends on what you like and what you prefer.
Yeah.
Or what you also think work should be for you. But that's a whole different topic.
I think that is our episode about university life. in general, or university, and
or if you need university to become successful.
Exactly, that was our topic. I forgot the punchline for
not the university life.
Yeah, well, naturally we're not professionals in this topic in any kind of way, but I think we're more than qualified to just discuss about it freely and give our opinions.
I was able to taste a little bit of it.
Yeah, true. So if something that I said triggered you, I'm sorry.
Likewise. But I mean, I think we were really, let's say, objective. I mean, of course, we are sort of a bit biased towards that one side, but we try to consider both
sides.
Both sides.
Because the older I become, I'm still very young, but the older I become, the more I realize that if you talk about subjects, always go on both sides as much as you can. Find positives and negatives about both sides if you are talking purely about two different sides. Because when I was a bit younger, let's say when I started this whole photography thing, I only thought about my side. As I briefly mentioned before in the beginning of the episode, I was the annoying person who like valued so much of the fact that I was able to sort of escape the 9-to-5 life, like something like so stupid. And I think I had in such a long time.
In your bio.
I had in my Instagram bio something like escape the 9-to-5. I've never even had a 9-to-5 job. Like, who am I to speak like that? No one. So yeah, this is basically like I've had a huge mindset shift. That's how you say it in English, with these type of topics. And I hope you enjoy listening to our point of view on this. Maybe some people.
It was a really interesting episode, also for me personally. I love it.
I like talking about these type of topics. And I hope people who are listening also got some ideas, maybe open up their mind a little bit about their own thoughts on this topic.
Because and please share with us what you think about this topic. I would be really interested to know.
On YouTube, YouTube is the best way to interact with the podcast itself. On YouTube, we have timeline of things that we talk about. On Spotify and on other platforms, it's not really possible to like put markers of what happens at what point. And on YouTube, there's also a video form, so you can easily follow our faces and our emotions while we are talking.
Yes.
And then in general, I personally like YouTube as a platform the most, even for these longer type of like content pieces. Yeah,
okay.
I guess that's pretty much it for this episode.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening or watching.
Yes. And remember to drop that like on YouTube.
He's fishing.
No, but really, it really helps us if you like the video and if you share your thoughts with us. We're also in the very beginning of the podcast, so it will be interesting to hear more. What do you think about this podcast so far? So
we'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week. This is the Beneath the Surface podcast. We'll be right back.